Welcome back to this week's edition of the Psychology of Success podcast. This week, I have the opportunity to sit down with my friend Javen Ross. Javen is the owner of Score Bats. It's a baseball brand on Instagram, and he has a website, and he has over 40,000 followers on Instagram, and he sells different baseball equipment like cleats, bats, and all kinds of gear. And it was really interesting talking with him, just another young entrepreneur that's out there hustling, and he had a lot of good advice, especially for the younger generation out there. So I think you guys will really like this episode. So let's jump right into it. All right, Javen, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell me more about yourself, who you are, how old you are for the listeners that don't even know. I mean, you're a young kid out doing big things, so tell us more.
So like you said, my name is Javen. My name is Javen Ross. I'm 16 years old. You're having me here for, like, my business. So I started a business when I was 12 years old on my 12th birthday, and then I've been doing it for 4 years now. So I'm a baseball player. I've been playing since I was 5 years old, but yeah, baseball player, entrepreneur.
Attaboy. What's your business called for the listeners that don't know?
It's called Score Bats, S-K-R-E. So it's like, it's spelled a little bit different.
What is Score Bats for the people that don't know?
So Score Bats is, it's basically, I started the company because, so when I turned, on my 12th birthday, I wanted like some gear, and my dad goes, it's like, because with traveling like expenses and tournament fees and stuff like that, my dad goes, you're gonna need like some money to buy that. So I was like, okay,
that's, well, what, not if cheap,
I,
that's,
yeah,
sure.
What if I start a business? He goes, okay. So he took me in on my 12th birthday into the bank and just set it up, and ever since then, so I just sell baseball gear. I collaborate with other companies, other businesses on Instagram is basically where we do everything, and then we do giveaways. I sell all baseball gear, like any baseball gear you can think of, and then we have like, we sell merchandise and stuff, so. Yeah.
How's that been to turn your passion into a business? I mean, that's rare. I mean, that's what everyone tells you, any business guru. Find something that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And so go, like, at it. I mean, that's cool. You're already 16. You were 12 when you did it, and yeah, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah, so, like, some people, they go out, they have, like, jobs, and they hate their job. Like, they just dread going to it every day. Like, I wouldn't count Score Bats as, like, a job, because I don't know. I wouldn't count it as a job. But it's a passion. It's a business. It's my business. Shout out to my dad, because he helps me. He helps me with it a lot. But I wouldn't count it as like a job, but I love it. It's a passion, and I think it's like helped me to like grow my love for the game. I guess I worded that right, but like it helps me to love the game of baseball a lot more and appreciate it.
And I see your Instagram. I mean, you got just under 40,000 followers, right?
Yeah.
How have you built that from nothing, from zero followers?
Just, like, going through different, like, trial and error. That's, like, the main thing, trial and error. So I go over, like, different strategies and stuff to help promote my brand or promote my business, and collaborating with other companies. So at the same time, when we do a giveaway, we help each other grow. So I guess just over the time, I've just grown a fan base.
Yeah. Have you gotten a lot of response from people, a lot of support, and different people DMing you about your products or different posts?
Yeah, I feel like I've gotten a lot of support out of it, but at the same time, when you do something that other people wish they could do or something like that, they're not going to like it, or they're going to hate on it. So, but I feel like I've gotten a lot of love out of it all over the nation. So, like, I've had kids from, like, New York, or even, like, Canada, Australia,
what else?
Just basically anywhere you can, like, think of. But it's kind of cool to see how just off of one social media, or, like, one, like, Instagram, or even, like, a little bit of TikTok, YouTube, whatever, how far that can reach out to, like, kids all over the place.
So yeah. Yeah, and I just say, I mean, let the haters talk. It doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. You focus on what you're doing. You're already doing big things, and people are just going to be jealous of it, especially the older people that are stuck in a job, like they say, that they hate, and you're already following your passion and making money doing that. And so, I mean, just let people talk. Who cares, you know?
Show them what's up.
Yeah, that's right. So what's your driving motivation for Sword Bats? What was your why for starting it?
So my why, it was like, how do I explain this? So like I said, I wanted some baseball gear, like some sick stuff, like cleats or like a bat or a glove or something, and it was like all too much at once. So I need to start that, and like get some money to help me buy that, help save my parents some money, I guess. But like, the why was like, why are people spending like so much money kind of like on like a Dick's Sporting Goods?
It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's so much
their money. Markup, and I'm sure you know firsthand, is probably outrageous. Yeah, from what you can get it from wholesalers
for. Exactly. It's nuts. So I've exactly, just like you said. So I have sponsors. I'm actually sponsored by, what did you count that? Sponsored is by New Balance. Pretty much. But it's just nuts to see how much the markup is and how much they're making off of it. So like what I did with Score Bats, you have a guaranteed, when you're buying from us, you have a guaranteed 25% off of wholesale. Or if you go to like Dick's Sporting Goods, you look up a bat, 25% off, we're guaranteed for you. And then if I like you, then
then it's even better, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's sick. So off air, we were talking about all the different people you've been able to meet through this business. We were talking about networking and the importance of it. Can you talk more about how Score Bats has opened you up to different people and different opportunities?
Yeah, so like, as an example, so I'm sure if any baseball players are listening and you have social media, you've probably heard of Baseball Lifestyle 101. They got, I think, a little bit more than 500,000
followers. Yeah, I think about
like half a mil. And so like when I first started Instagram, I saw them and I followed them, of course, because I love baseball. And it's like holy crap, these guys are like, they're serious. And then to see now that I've like collaborated with them, do giveaways and stuff, that's kind of cool. And then another example is when I met some coaches off of Instagram. They just saw me, like hit me up and stuff. Kyle and Corey from Big Fly Athletics down in California, San Diego. So they hit me up, and then we ended up meeting once, and they invited me out to play with them down in Arizona because they saw like some clips of me like playing baseball, just like some of my highlights and stuff. So they're like, you can come out and play with us or whatever. And I was like, so that was a cool experience. I was down there for a week and got to meet them, but it was pretty cool.
I've never thought of your Instagram page as a way to recruit for all these colleges to look and see. I mean, I see you posting some of your highlights and stuff. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I mean, you got 40,000 people watching you. And yeah, that's some big time viewership.
Yeah,
to send to colleges and all these coaches, you know. What's your goal after high school? What are your plans?
My goal right out of the gate. So I want to for sure make it to or get an offer scholarship from a Division I college. And I want to play in the MLB and be an all-star pitcher. So
yeah.
That's my goal and hopes. So
still have Score Bats following along with you?
Yeah, of course. I don't think I'll ever like quit on it, but because I just love it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's cool. So what are some of your business failures? I mean, you're still young, so I don't know if you've had many.
Oh yeah,
I have. Yeah. We both know that. I mean, business comes with plenty of failures. People see the outside and all the good stuff that's happening, but what are some of the things that you've had to go through to get to where Score Bats is today?
I wouldn't count it as a failure, but obviously like hatred, people just disliking your stuff, even like personally DMing you or like messaging you on like
those what people are miserable.
Yeah. On like what they don't like about you or what you're doing. I'm like, just sorry about yourself, bro. But I wouldn't count that as a failure. I would count like, I tried out YouTube and I think I got a million views on one video. That was like my only video that actually did good. And other than that,
what video was that?
Moab Bats. I did like my first bat review for them.
Was that Trey and Staley and a couple kids at Washington?
No, it was just me and my dad. I think, really? Was it our first YouTube video?
I was in one. Remember the limo we did?
Oh yeah.
That was that on YouTube?
I think it was. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But anyways,
so for like YouTube, I think I got like a million views on one video. And like that was it. And then we started like, it just started like going downhill or just like staying the same. So I was like, and at the same time I'm doing like Facebook and Instagram, and then along the way TikToks came. But YouTube, I would count it as a failure because I didn't like I didn't really do good with it on the platform. So like it showed me different ways to like promote my brand and like different strategies to help grow myself. So I think that's what helped my like Instagram to help grow and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm going to backtrack for a second for the listeners that don't know. When was that? Like 4 or 5 years ago when I won the giveaway? A couple years ago.
It was three or four years ago. Yeah. I think I was in seventh grade.
So it was like the beginning of Score Bats, and they had this giveaway where, did I just have to tag someone?
I think that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
I just had to follow us. You had to be following us and then like tag someone.
Tag three people, and then whoever won got a free ride in a limo to their baseball game. Is that how it worked?
It was like I think we checked you out of school, right?
Yeah, it was during lunch. Yeah, that was sick.
And then we went and got like, was it cupcakes?
Uh huh.
We had that cake or
cupcake. Yeah, here in St. George, downtown. So they roll up, you guys roll up in a limo to pick me up from school. We go with three of my teammates to get cupcakes or something.
Yeah, we did something.
And then I don't remember if you dropped me off at my game, but it was kind of like a pregame ritual that you guys were able to take me through. And that was really cool. I'm sure you've done other things like that with different athletes. It's cool to see that you're giving back to the community and helping them out. So
yeah, that was one of the cooler experiences, especially like at a young age, because I don't think I've done like a limo pickup before like that. That was like the only one.
It's big time.
So that was like, yeah, that was big time. So that set a staple in the books. Just like, I gotta take someone on a limo ride. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
So you mentioned a lot about social media. What are some social media strategies other business owners can use that you have done specifically for Score Bats?
I'd say like reach out to, even if you don't think they're going to respond, reach out to companies, whether it's small companies, because this is how I started out. I'd reach out to like a small company that maybe didn't have as many followers as another one. And then when we do a giveaway or something like that, we'd both grow at the same time. So we're both benefiting from the same thing. And as you grow, you can like reach out. You just keep reaching out to different businesses and companies and stuff, whether it's in like the same circle as you. So like baseball, I reach out to like baseball companies. Of course, I'm not going to reach out to like a basketball or something like that. But I say like reaching out to other companies and saying like, yo, should we do a giveaway? Or I'll send you some gear. If you send me some of your gear, we can like review video on it, something like that.
Uh-huh. So, what's the best way to contact them? Do you just DM them? Do you email them? Or what's best?
You could get their email information probably. It's not like for sure, just in like their bio or something like that. But usually I just shoot them a DM. And if they don't respond, maybe like or like comment on their post or slide up on their story. Just some way. Try and stick out. Try and stick out, like stand out in comments and stuff like that, or stick out in a way that no one else comes off. So
yeah, I agree. And just so that the listeners understand, I mean, I can tell about this, but not everyone will respond to you, I'm sure, if you send them DMs and stuff. And same with me, I reach out to people to interview.
Yeah,
a lot of people even read it
and just don't respond.
Mm-hmm. And at first when I started the podcast, I was like, man, all these thoughts are going through my head, like, man, do they not like me? Do they not like the podcast? Are they too cool for me?
Yeah.
They think I'm just some little high school kid trying to take their time. But really, I've just come to learn that it doesn't even matter. I mean, there's so many opportunities and people in this world that you're going to get told no, but it doesn't matter. You just keep going. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that. What advice do you have for other teenage entrepreneurs?
I guess like we've been talking about it, like haters and stuff. Don't listen to what anyone else has to say unless you think it's good information, right? So like someone tells me like, oh, you're doing everything wrong in your mechanics or everything wrong with your business or something wrong like that. Like just don't listen to them. Just keep your head down. Keep grinding. If you have the mindset and the work ethic, then you're going to get there. So
yeah. So before the last couple questions, how can my listeners reach out and support you and Scorbats?
So how can they reach out?
Yeah.
I guess just go follow my Instagram. It's just at Scorbats, Skrebats. And that's the same on TikTok. So speaking of TikTok, I didn't expect like anything from it. It was actually like kind of slow at the beginning. It was like barely any likes or anything like that. And I think I'm like, it's not a lot, but it's like, I have like 10,000 followers on there.
Wow.
And it was just like, that's the social media popping right now. I think it's going to get taken down soon or something.
Yeah, with the government, I've heard things. Yeah. But like, every once in a while, a video will just go viral.
Exactly.
And I see pages. They got like 20 views, 10 views, and then a couple hundred
like
thousand.
100,000 views, exactly. Like, so,
do you think those are real views?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It's just weird that things just go
unless
viral.
Unless you're fake and just like buy views and stuff.
But, uh-huh.
I'd say if you want any entrepreneurs out there, teenagers that want to start a business, I'd say start on Instagram. And if TikTok doesn't get taken down, then I don't know if that's a rumor, but like, then do TikTok. Just do the social media that everybody's on, and that'll help you. That'll help you grow and stuff. So,
do you have a website they can go to?
Score.shop is like where you can buy some stuff. I'm still working on like adding merchandise and products to that, but that's my website.
Okay, so. Sweet. So if we could hop in a time machine right now and travel to any time in your life, and you could tell yourself anything, where would you go and what would you say?
I don't think I would go back in time. I think I would just stay in the present, because everything that I've done in the past has got me to like where I am right now. And it may not be good enough to other people. They may not think that I'm in the right place, but I wouldn't go back in time, because that's gotten me where I am. And I'm like, I'm focused on the present, working as hard as I can every day, doing whatever I can to get me where I want to be in the future. So I think I'd stay in the present if I had a time machine.
That's powerful advice, man. I like that. Just stay where you're at and keep working. You know, it doesn't matter what's happened in the past. You just, because you're going forward. So stay forward. Yeah. Stay looking forward, you know. So you can prescribe anything to the entire world and they have to do it for 30 days. What do you tell them to do?
I say to focus on like motivation or self, how would you word that?
Self-development?
Yeah, self-development. So focus on how, I guess, let's say like I'm a fan of like Derek Jeter, or if you're a basketball fan, like LeBron James and Michael Jordan, maybe read their biographies, autobiographies, whatever, on how they made themselves better, what they do to motivate themselves, and like how hard they work and what hard work, how it pays off. I'd say just to like read biographies on self-development.